The emphasis or priority should be accorded to talks for peace, negotiations for the peaceful settlement of this crisis, which is fundamentally a political crisis that caused, contrary to the perception of M23, like the former M23 of 2012, the M23 currently is only a sort of military wing of a broader coalition called Alliance Fleuve Congo, IFC, led by Corneille Nangaa, who is the former president of the Congolese Independent Electoral Commission. And so M23 is only it's a military wing. So the key issue is political, the crisis of legitimacy. According to Alliance Fleuve Congo, there's a crisis of legitimacy. Why? Because they consider that election in 2023 were fraudulent. Even Carter Center considers that these elections were not valid. And therefore, there should be talks. Emphasis should be on talks. However, I have some reservation about that because Mr. Tshisekedi has been reiterating repeatedly his refusal or his absolute rejection of any talks with M23.
There are concerns that with the M23 taking over Goma, it will be easier for them, the rebels, to march on to Kinshasa. Is this fear legitimate?
The fear is legitimate, but for Alliance of Congo / M23 going to Kinshasa, they consider that it is a legitimate action because they point out also the fact that they are basing their political and military operations on Article 64 of the Congolese Constitution, which prescribes that all Congolese have got the duty of standing and rejecting any individual or group of individuals who intend to impose dictatorship on the Congolese. So IFC, Alliance Fleuve Congo / M23, they consider that the Kinshasa government is illegitimate and they should therefore prompt regime change.
But do you think the talks are the best way to resolve the security crisis that we are witnessing in the eastern part of Congo?
Yes, it is, because if Mr. Tshisekedi manifests or expresses, because as I'm saying, Mr. Tshisekedi must transcend his own, you know, understanding of the problem, because he says for reasons that are not rational that he will never ever talk to M23. Yet he was an associate. He collaborated with M23 before becoming president, when M23 had been defeated and disbanded under President Kabila. Prior to becoming ascending at the helm of the DRC state, Mr. Tshisekedi collaborated with M23. When he became president, he even invited M23 to Kinshasa. Kinshasa accommodated them for 14 months in luxurious hotels. Somehow, they didn't agree, and M23 went back to the bushes. So why would he refuse to talk to M23? Why would he refuse to talk to President Kagame?